eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, I'm Bobby Kelly.
And it's Big J Okerson. We're actually a full radio show on SiriusXM, not just a podcast.
Hey, guess what? For full episodes of The Bonfire, you can listen on the SiriusXM app.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Robert Kelly.
Not on my clock. Not on my watch, Bobby.
Yeah. Well.
Bobby's shaken up, and rightfully so. But now, vigilante justice kicks in. We're going to take this city by night.
Yeah.
We're taking it back. Two Batmen.
I've been...
Two Batmen?
Well, you can change that B for another word.
I know. I really just...
Not
I,
you, I def- me. We both.
I definitely just opened it up for people to draw really fat superhero pictures of us. I think you guys meant Fatman. It's a wacky day. We have a guest. This is the Lost Tapes, obviously. It's our Thursday show. Terminator timeline a little bit here. It's going to be a little ass backwards today because something crazy happened. We have a guest in studio. Christine, if you could throw her plugs up on the screen, that would be super great.
Jay, yep. I am a little fucking rattled, but my anger is in now. It's like stages.
Mm-hmm. Right, now you gotta do. Now's the part where you shadow box and dream of all the things you could have done.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite. Justin Silver, one of my favorite all time jokes ever was Justin Silver talking about getting into a conflict, then later on. Going home and imagining what you should have done and then calling all your friends and telling them you did that. And he goes, if I did half the things I've told my friends I do, my name would be Indiana Bon Jovi Balboa, which is one of my favorite
bits. It's a great joke.
Thank you. Christine, the plugs, please. I want to introduce our guest. Christine, when you have a moment. Bobby had a very traumatic experience today. And we really need things to run smooth.
This is the anxiety of this is actually adding more stress.
This is stressing him the fuck out. I don't know if you know that little preamble here. There's a slice in Bobby's snack bag today. Yeah. It's crazy. And we can't get to the story until we introduce our guest. And we just need her plugs up on the screen.
Christine.
The show is falling to pieces.
Well, I don't have time to do it.
Christine, thank you for getting my water. She took care of me. Christine was being a caretaker. You got to cut her some slack.
How many minutes of slack do I have to give her before we can just find out what Mary's in here to promote?
I could just say it.
She's right there.
I know, but you like to
I don't
to
know
give...
what I'm supposed to talk.
We can, how about we do this? Mm-hmm. Why don't we do this? Why don't we let Mary plug a little bit? And then when we go to the thing, we'll give her a nice super-duper plug. Before we go to break, on the thing.
Make any sense. I think she's already had it on the screen and then took it back down.
I think she's adjusting it. Mary, what do you have to plug, Mary?
Oh, I have a new special out on YouTube called Nothing Matters.
No, what do you mean? Her name is Mary Santora. We have to get that part.
Well,
Mary, Christine, you'll be happy to know that RobertKellyLive.com is where you can get all tickets for Bobby Kelly shows.
Great.
And they have Mary Santora's new special. It's on YouTube. It's called Nothing Matters. And you're going to have to read the rest. Lou's head's in the way.
The limited edition CD audio copies of this special also on sale now.
She's got social media, though. Mary Santora Comedy on TikTok and Instagram.
That's right. Mary, yes. Now you did a crazy thing. You made a CD, a comedy CD, and decided to film the actual set and put it out as a special.
Yes.
Versus filming a documentary of the making of a CD, which is
very
a
Andy
different
Warhol.
Way to handle it.
It's very avant-garde. I was avant-garde. I was ahead of my time.
Bobby was ahead of his time.
Listen, he just thinks a little differently.
This is what people are going to start doing right now. I guarantee the DVD of the making of a CD will be the next thing.
Just totally going backwards. Mm-hmm. DVD of the making of a CD that you release as an 8-track.
There's too many specials. People don't want that. They want the making of the special, and then they want to listen to it audio.
On laser disc.
On laser disc. On 8-track.
On only full-size laser disc. None of that mini DV pussy shit.
Nope.
Mary Santora, it's great to have you here. First time
Thank
on
you.
The show.
Yeah,
a friend of both
of
ours from Cleveland, okay. from the Believe Land.
Yes. Excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
It's okay, Bobby.
I know. I feel like we should just get... Let's get to Bobby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, more importantly, how did the Cavaliers do in the playoffs?
Yeah, okay.
Yikes.
I see what you're doing
More
here.
Importantly than your friend getting stabbed.
Oh. Obviously. Not stabbed. Okay, you can't oversell.
Almost stabbed.
I mean, almost.
I mean, your snacks are a little worse for the wear.
I got stabbed.
You did,
that's
technically.
Stabbed.
That's fair.
That's crazy.
You know what?
Yeah.
In the history stabbed. Books, that's stabbed for stabbed. Sure. When you tell this story to Max... You sewed yourself up a little bit before you got to work.
I can't tell it to Max.
Not yet.
He'll never come to the city.
No, when he gets older and you can tell him the story, you get to add a lot of, like, you had your survival knife, so you stitched yourself up like Rambo in the woods.
That's right.
You went back there and then later on went back and found this guy. But I'm jumping way ahead.
And you know that belt you have, Max? That's from his ears.
I made that from his ear skin.
I skinned him.
Yeah. I used every part of him.
Yeah, I used the teeth. I made that belt buckle with. You see that?
You know your favorite teeth belt buckle I made you? That's his teeth.
Yeah, you know that wallet that says, the wallet that says Ching-a-lings on it? That's his tattoo.
You don't cross the Kellys. Can I tell you a fun fact about your name, Bobby? And then I'm going to shut the fuck up and let you tell this whole story. But
Please
before I forget it, I went out there in the world.
Yes.
Watched the 2020 last night. I keep falling asleep on it. About a clown killer. Did you watch this one yet, Lou?
No, I didn't.
A lady who really loves clowns gets murdered and shot in the face by a clown.
Did you just have a stroke? I know, I did not.
No.
He just said three words in one. I did not. What
he
happened?
Did not,
I'm
he didn't.
I'm afraid of scary clowns. Never mind.
Well, this lady loved clowns until one showed up on her doorstep and shot her in the face. But in
How'd she tell the story?
She wrote it.
She
typed it.
Other people tell the story. It's documentary. It's 2020. But the clown shot her in the face. And then the guy was talking, when they found the store that the guy purchased the clown stuff at, he said he had all the stuff that every clown has, the hair, the thing, the nose, and the...
I love you went to us for the clown stuff.
Yeah. You know, clowns.
Well, the hair, the outfit, the clown,
shoes,
and then
the honking nose.
And the grease paint for the face, and the company that makes, I guess, the most popular clown paint, Bob Kelly clown paint.
Yeah.
So,
and he makes the very popular makeup for women.
Oh. Is that true?
That's not true.
Okay. I'm going to shut up. You know what it is, Bobby? I'm just redirecting a little bit to get you to get your shoulders to drop a little bit. You had a traumatic day. No bullshit.
I had a fantastic day so far. I woke up this morning. I went in. I worked out. I went to an AA meeting. We all know I prayed.
Oh, God.
Starting
he did
the day
pray.
Off right.
I don't
Thank
understand.
God.
I don't understand. I said that yesterday that I pray, and you made it sound like I molest children.
No, I mean, it's in the orbit of molesting children.
It's exactly the same. Asking for a little peace of mind and touching an 8-year-old boy.
This is
identical.
Yeah. How the fuck?
Whatever gets you through.
Yeah, you don't know who I pray to, though. What if it was Satan?
Oh,
I don't mind that.
He didn't specify.
There you go.
Actually, one of the stories I was sent that I could have picked for Gutfeld today was they opened up a satanic official Satan club at a high school, after school Satan
they had
club.
To.
They had to finally do it. Yeah. They had to acknowledge Satan. You have to acknowledge everybody now.
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. I woke up this morning. Let me get to it because it's dying out of me, and we should talk about it while it's fresh, while I'm still...
This can't be dying out. If I was you, I tell this to everyone who I see for the next 8 months.
Did I tell you about the
And
seven?
It gets a little bit crazier every time.
I had a great day. Woke up this morning.
Yep.
I made some eggs. Actually, Max made me an omelet, steak omelet. I went and I worked out, went to my meeting. I had a meeting before the meeting we had. I had a
Shut
good
the door,
meeting.
Baby. Don't say a word.
Then I went to how great was that meeting we had today? How
really
fun was
good
that?
Meeting. We had Fantastic. A really good ad sales meeting.
I mean, dude. Bravo, Jay. Bravo.
By the way,
bravo, everybody.
While we were leaving the meeting, they were giving us a round of applause.
Yeah.
Standing up?
I don't know. What ad sale meeting? Who do they give?
They never got meetings like that. They are.
Never.
This was a first for them.
I mean, right? It was great. And you know what?
I promise
I know you might not admit this, but, you know, you're probably a little nervous. This is Bobby's first ad sale meeting with me. Dude, we were like peanut butter and jelly.
Jumped right in. I mean, compliment each other. Like Run DMC. Mm-hmm. I started. He finishes it.
Boom. We knew exactly where to hit the ball.
We
laugh each other.
We compliment each other's thing.
Bang. You did this. I went over here, did that. Then we did something together.
We bounce around. We start taking a hot shit on some of the people in the Zoom things.
I mean,
they love it.
We ended that meeting perfectly.
Yeah. And then dismount.
Then Christine went, hey, one more question.
I know. And we were really like all saying goodbye.
No, I'm kidding. That was,
like, guys,
it was actually it was a really great question. We were fucking too busy fucking around. And Christine was like, that's great, guys. Hey, can we make some more money another way?
We actually failed to ask any of the actual questions we had, which we found out a phone call to each other later. We had several.
So
we asked none of them.
Christine asked at least one of them at the end. We were like,
she asked a very important one at the end. Yeah.
Christine came in pretty good with that one at the end. Bobby wanted to know if we were able to bring sponsorship to them and point people in their direction who want to sponsor the show.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Nope.
The answer still to that.
We're going to find out. But anyways, great meeting. Then I went in, had a nice talk with the wife, had a nice talk. Dawn's going to go get her new car on Thursday.
Shut up.
I'm not shutting up. I'm going to keep talking because that's what this show is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you three guesses.
Tesla.
No.
No, that's crazy.
I don't know.
We can't
do
that.
I think it's a little more reasonable but nice.
So?
I'm thinking CRV. Honda.
We have one.
Oh, Audi.
That's why I'm thinking it.
What was it?
Audi.
Audi?
Audi, you low-rent
Audi?
Trash.
What? Audi?
Yeah.
Audi is like O-U-T-T-I-E, like a belly button.
Nope.
An Audi.
It's Audi.
It's Audi.
Not Audi?
It's not Audi. You have an Audi.
Remember people would say...
You have an Audi.
I have an Audi.
You have an Audi.
Audi.
That
sounds ridiculous.
Remember when people would say I'm Audi 5000?
Yeah.
Now, I know that means they're O-U-T, but that's why they're saying it, because it's pronounced the same way. Audi.
Listen, I have a Kia, whatever.
No, not that. Ready? One more guess.
Okay. No, I get two more guesses. She said the Tesla was crazy.
Okay, great, good.
I wouldn't have guessed these crazy things. I said CRV.
Two more guesses. She has a CRV.
Bobby likes the woods.
Mm-mm, don't think that.
Okay.
It's not her car.
It's my wife's
car.
Oh, girl car. Okay, so this is going to be a sedan. Okay. What does a girl from Boston want?
Anybody wants any
98
girl.
Monte Carlo.
What?
She's gonna suck dick in the neighborhood.
A Chevette.
Bobby, I'm gonna go
to make it start.
I'm gonna
stick
blow guys in the neighborhood to make a little extra money.
Volvo.
No, okay, she's not a fucking loser.
She's a mom.
She's a mom, but she's a cool mom.
Cool mom car.
She's a cool
Nissan.
What do you think I am?
Oh, I thought I was super. Keep it American.
We had the Honda CRV Touring, the top of the line CRV.
Okay, all right.
We're going up from that.
Okay,
it's still Subaru Forester.
She's not a lesbian.
Yet.
Yeah, I was like, jury's still out, actually.
Okay.
I wish she was.
Give me one more guess. I get one more.
Right, here
one
we go.
More.
One more guess.
Can you give me this sedan?
It's the same thing as the CRV, except
RAV4.
No, she's not a dyke.
Now, RAV4 is not
for
dyke. That's for a 16-year-old hot chick.
Dude, a RAV4 is a lesbian car 100%. It went from the
Subaru for sure.
Suzuki truck to the RAV4. Ask any lesbian.
What's how about a Geo Tracker?
No.
Well, I'm saying where is that falling?
In the lesbian ranking?
Yeah.
Yes. Geo Tracker, any of those cars. Subaru, RAV4, Suzuki truck. It's all the same
Pretty
thing.
Much anything you can munch box in the backseat
of.
Yeah,
100%.
Fold them down.
You can go and pick up a bunch of puppies. And,
adopt a few dogs.
Yeah. And go take a hike. Listen, one more guess. Think nice, dude. Come on, think nice.
Lexus.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that.
With that, with the black grill in the front?
Yep.
Ooh,
she's getting the Lexus. She's wanted a Lexus. I said, just go get it. Just go get the car. Her Honda CRV.
You leasing?
No, we own it. We're going to buy.
You're going to buy?
We lease my truck.
Okay.
We lease my Ford Ranger Tremor.
Okay.
But
never even heard of that.
It's a sick truck. It's awesome. Mid-sized truck. Tremor. It's like an off-roading truck.
Man, it sounds like one of those like one-offs though they do. I was getting nervous about that.
This is
you know what I'm talking about, though, when they
I
do that.
Yeah. No, this,
but this is the Chevy Dart. They made it for 2 years.
Chevy, there it is right there, but oh, it's wow. blue. I did the blue, the electric blue. Truck? Electric blue. Yeah, it's mid-size. It looks bigger than it is.
The front half looks too big for the back half.
It's that's what they said about Jay.
Yeah, I know. Is that why you bought it?
I have nothing. I was going to say me, but there it is right there.
No, really what it is, my back half looks too big for the front half.
Yeah, that's my truck right there. That's the exact truck I have.
So I mean, if you stood it up on its top, it's kind of shaped like you, Jay.
It's not a bad truck. I love the
muscular
truck.
Legs.
It's got beautiful
good
calves.
Wheels.
So anyway, she's getting the car. Everything was going perfect today, and then I go to I drive into the city. I do therapy in the car on Zoom into the city. I literally pull up.
Does therapy go great?
Therapy goes so good.
He prayed. He's doing therapy. He's got his mind right.
Did you take your vitamins?
Dude, I took my vitamins.
And you exercised?
Protein shake. I worked out.
You did the whole Hulk Hogan regimen, so you're good with me.
I did the sauna for 30.
You're a real American.
Right? Dude, it was so... I pull into the parking lot. I get out. They take my car. There was no waiting. I say, let me walk. The subway's right here. Let me walk up one more block.
What an everyman.
Let me walk up to 14th Street. So I walk up to 14th Street.
A little fresh air.
And those are the decisions in life. That's when, you know what? I could have went right down at West 4th. I would have been here earlier. But I was like, I got time. Let me walk up. Let me take a little walk.
Maybe pull a cigar a little bit?
I was going to walk up and buy index cards.
Oh. Why? Are you working on monologues or something?
Yes.
I'm working on his times tables.
I'm doing times tables and monologues. That's my new hour.
Are you working on writing jokes? Are you writing like Letterman style jokes where you can send the paper off when you're done?
Yeah, send it right into the crowd and the ladies wing. So... I go down the subway. I know where I'm going. I go down the subway, and the subway over at 14th, it's like a maze. You got to go down and then up and then over and then down. It's weird.
I know.
So I go down and I take a left, and I look and it looks like it's closed off. So I turn around abruptly. I almost hit this guy, but I don't. And he goes, "Motherfucker! What the fucking motherfucker? Fuck! I mean." Way. And I was like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. It's closed. I'm trying to help you. It's closed. He's like, fuck you, you fucking motherfucker. Fucking bump into me, you fucking, who the fuck, you pussy faggot motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Literally.
It is good that someone finally had the balls to tell you, though.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm not happy about this. You're my friend, but.
It's true.
Someone had to say it.
We've all been waiting.
Someone had to tell me what was what.
You're strolling around with a Louis Vuitton satchel.
He did. That's what it was. It wasn't that he bumped into him.
Worst part about it.
So his name brand fanny pack.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Bowie shirt and a Louis Vuitton satchel.
Yeah, dude. You are a hipster.
He's describing me.
Yeah. He's not even mad. He's just looking at you.
This isn't coming out of it. This is literally looking at me going, fucking queer pussy motherfucker.
Dude, I know what you went through to get that bag. You take a fucking knife to the heart and hope it doesn't hit anything important before you let that bag take the shot.
So I go this way. He goes that way. Right? But I think he's going the wrong way. So I'm like, that's closed.
Uh-huh.
So I go this way. I'm walking down. I go down the stairs and then I go back over. It wasn't. He went down the stairs.
It wasn't closed
at
all. So now I think you were just trying to keep a Hispanic man out of the train systems.
He doesn't even know I'm there. Oh. He's walking ahead of me going, fucking, he's still screaming, fucking bitch, man. Motherfucker. I'll fuck you up, fucking bitch, motherfucker. And I made the mistake. I was like, dude, what the fuck? I said something. I should have just let him go. But we were going in the same direction. We were going to be on the same platform. It was going to go down.
I told you, give this inner city tough guy teacher attitude. It doesn't always work, Bobby. Well, let me teach this kid a thing or two.
He goes, he said that. And then he turns around and he goes, fuck you, you fucking. He just snaps at me. You fucking motherfucker. I'll fuck you up. I go, shut the fuck up. Now I'm like, fuck you.
You're in a thing now.
Well, now I'm like, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. To fuck up now.
And how old would you say he was?
He comes out. He's my age.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He comes my age.
Wait, what was he dressed like?
No sleeves.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. No sleeves. He's got a bag too.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to over describe it just yet because I, as you know here, I do have some paper. The cops were not called on this situation at all.
Well, I'll get to that.
Maybe there was.
In that. Train stop. There is a precinct in Union Square.
That guy
I was on. I was over at the 7 and the FNM on 14th. I wasn't at Union Square. If I was, it would have been better. But no, we were in the L. We were on the lower level. Nobody's there. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, you're on your fucking own at this station, right? So then he comes at me. So I push him, and I'm a lot stronger than him. He knows that. His phone falls out of his hand. He goes flying back. He knows he's in trouble. You know what I mean? If we start fighting, if we just fight, I'm going to fucking murder this guy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He goes, but he just did this weird thing, man. He just went, all right. And he picked up his phone and he went, all right, this what you want? All right, motherfucker, now you die. And he went, and he snapped out a nice blade.
Really?
And he came at me.
That's terrifying, dude.
Bushman?
No, not a bushcraft.
Bushcraft?
Not
automatic.
A bushcraft.
Bushcraft.
It was a
six-inch chef's knife.
It was a stabbing knife. It was a, I'm going to stab somebody knife.
Like a benchmade?
Did it look like made it? Like a shank? No.
It was more of a, I mean, I would definitely go with a giant mouse if I was going to kill, you know, stab somebody, because those are my favorite knife. So he snaps his knife out and just comes at me. And I'm holding my arm up and I have my bag. Thank God my fat instincts, because I held my snacks up.
Yeah.
I bought a bag of snacks.
Very stabbable snacks, too.
What snack? Gummies?
Those things are thick with health.
He stabbed my bag.
This is nuts, man.
What?
This is nuts, what happened to you.
Oh, I was going to say, I wasn't nuts. It was turkey and Triscuit.
No, I'm just saying this is awful what happened to you.
Thank God it wasn't nuts. He'd be dead right now.
Yeah, it would go straight through it.
Sorry about that. Yeah, dude, crazy. So then he's coming at me, dude. I'm going to get stabbed. Like, he's trying to kill me.
Are you in, like, severe survival panic mode?
No, I'm not. I don't know what's going on because I literally said, dude, you're going to do this with a knife? I go, really? Over fucking words? So I'm talking to him. He's like, you fucking faggot. I knew you were a faggot, pussy. I knew, dude. Ha, I'm going to fucking stab you now, motherfucker.
That's really funny to say, I knew you were a faggot, pussy. It's like, I knew if I pulled out a knife, you'd be nervous without a knife.
Right.
I saw that bitch in your heart when I saw you.
When you bumped into me, I knew you were afraid of blades.
If I pull, you're afraid of a stranger swinging a knife for you? Is that the kind of pussy your father raised?
I can't even believe it. This is America. So,
wow. What a daffodil. Get out of here, lady.
Fucking pussy.
And I thank you Jacob. I wish you were there.
You'd have had it right there.
You could have used a Jacob.
I would have done my Crocodile Dundee to him, man.
Yeah,
that's not a knife.
I would have put
out. Well, I have a knife in my bag, but it's not the usual knife. I usually have a way better knife that when you pull it out of your pocket, it actually opens and it's like a claw, which is for
machete,
fucking people up. Nice. I have a whittling knife with me, which would have took too long to get out of my purse.
Brilliant.
Hang on one sec. You want a duel? Hang on, bitch.
You got a character. Did you watch Sons of Anarchy ever? Because one thing I thought was cool was, I think we should fucking bring back thigh knives.
Have it right there.
Me and you should walk around with a nice thigh knife. Jacob would do it. A thigh holster for our knives?
Oh, I have a bunch of those.
Really?
Like a holster?
Around your leg. So when you pull up your dress, you can just get it real quick.
Oh, around my thigh.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you meant hip. I was thinking
hip. But like it kind of comes down the leg. And
yes, I do have a couple of those. Yeah,
buddy. Dude, Jacob's ready to rock. Sure, his sheets are wrinkly, but I bet this guy's house is safe.
I have a lot of knives, and then usually I usually carry a special knife for the city that when you pull it out of whatever.
How's your sheet wrinkle situation?
My sheets are wrinkled.
Okay.
Yeah, but, well, not as wrinkled as yours because we do a fitted sheet.
Well, you also have a lady who cares about the way the house looks.
We do. She's from the 50s. I called her up. She literally went, heavens to Murgatroyd. Are you okay? And so anyways, he's coming at me, dude. I mean, this ain't going away. He's coming at me. He swings at me a bunch of times, and I'm blocking his knife moves with my bag. And I keep going, dude, you're going to fucking stab somebody over the fucking words? You fucking, what's wrong with you?
You gave him the use your words argument?
Yeah, I gave him the Sesame Street argument.
Buddy.
Use your words. Right. Use your words.
He's like, we're having emotions right now. Big emotions.
he's coming at me, and then he kicks me. You know, he goes to stab me. He hits my snack satchel.
Okay.
And
snatchel.
My snatchel.
Your snatchel.
Sweat.
Sweat.
He hits that, and then he throws a kick, and he kicks my phone.
Direct hit.
across the tracks over the third reel. And I literally went, my phone.
Damn. Wait,
your phone went into the tracks.
My phone went into the tracks.
Behind the third rail.
Behind the third rail. And he kicked it. And I went, my phone. And then he's like, motherfucker, I knew you were a fag. And I go, it's my phone.
Yeah. Everybody needs it.
And then I go, why would you kick my phone? And he's literally trying to stab me. And I'm looking at the tracks. Like, and I keep looking at him like, dude, you kicked my phone.
Yeah.
Like, it's on the tracks.
How many of the people are down there?
Nobody's there.
Zero.
Oh, it's
people.
Just you and
this
guy.
This is the weirdest part.
Yeah, that sucks.
So he's coming at me. For some reason, when he kicked my phone on the tracks, and I'm not even paying attention anymore. I'm really just looking for my phone. And I'm telling him, I'm going, dude, you kicked my phone on the fucking tracks. Like, I think as a man, he was like, yeah, that was kind of fucked up.
He knew.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he's like, I just wanted to knife you up a little bit. I wasn't trying to make you lose all your years of contacts. Yeah,
you got to reset your bank passwords and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you don't kick somebody's phone, dude.
No.
I was just trying to stab you in the forearm.
It's already got your face ID in there, yeah. Man. Mm-hmm.
And if he cuts it up, then he can't get into it anyway.
I was so fucked up about it. And then I'm looking, he came at me again, and I kept going, dude, you kicked my phone on the fucking tracks. And I think that...
Now, you're not even having to... He's not swinging knife anymore?
He was coming at me. He was swinging. And then he swung at me a bunch of times with the knife to stab me. And then he missed. And I blocked a couple of them with my snack bag. And
when you say swing, like he's like slashing or stabbing?
He's stabbing and slashing.
Just wild?
No, he's not wild. He had some technique. He had
I'm picturing,
technique.
And I hate to say this, the knife fight from the end of the Beat It video.
Yeah, 100%.
Where everyone's kind of taking little snaps.
That's
and a couple
I was,
of these.
Yeah, a little like...
100%.
Jab, slash.
No.
I wish I was there. I could have come in and just done the...
You're just background dancing while all this is going on.
And then he's Hispanic with short sleeves, so he probably would have jumped right in there and done it.
Rather.
That's Bobby.
My there phone! My phone!
Hey,
my phone! My phone!
Tracks.
Hey, dude. This entrance is closed.
Dude, you kicked my phone.
Is that you guys held hands and jumped around a little bit? Just
like yeah, dude, my phone! My phone! My phone!
Pussy.
And then he kicks my phone. He stops, he comes at me again, but I keep going, my phone. You kicked my phone, dude. And I think that fucking made him weird. So he stopped, and then he came at me again. And then he was like, I knew you were a fucking pussy. Look at you, you pussy. And I was going to say something like, dude, I did say, you got a knife. I went, dude, you're using a knife over this? I said, you're going to stab somebody over a fucking argument? What the fuck's wrong with you? Like, I'm trying to reason with, like, this is stupid.
He's like, well, I come from a pretty bad home, and my parents never taught me how to be a man, so I think violence is the answer all the time. Thank you for bringing it up, though.
So
he starts crying now. Bobby's his therapist. He's right. Like, calls him all the time, and he's like, I wanted to stab somebody else, but I didn't. I thought I should talk to you first.
This behavior is loco, Mr. Kelly.
It's crazy, man. Listen, it was just an argument.
No, I know. I take things too far.
Yeah, but you take things too far. You don't need a knife. Maybe not carry the knife.
There's other problems. Mi abuela is sick.
I don't know what that means.
Mi grandma, mama, mi abuela.
My grandmother's, mi abuela's dead too.
Oh.
So sorry.
What the common ground we have just found?
Hey, do you like Triscuits with turkey?
It's my favorite. Is
well,
it?
You know what? You sliced my snack bag, but maybe you could use that knife to open up these little snack treats here.
Oh, Oscar Mayer, I did not realize you were such low rent when I got into an argument with you. They make... thick bologna.
I have another one. This is a sausage, olives, and cheese.
Okay. Hey, look. You know, to each his own. I packed the lunch. He's fine.
Dude, so he's
coming. Paella. Paella. In a mismatched Tupperware.
They just sit down and have a picnic right there.
In a Tupperware that has been stained by other sauces.
Here's the thing. He comes at me. My phone's on the tracks. You can't see it. So I got, now he leaves, but I hear him screaming and yelling.
He just about faces and walks off?
This is the weirdest thing. I hear, like, I swear to God, almost like birds or twinkly things. It was like, I'm not even kidding you, out of nowhere. There's nobody there except for me and this guy. Out of nowhere, five middle-aged white women in blouses came up to me and were like, are you okay?
Yeah. That's how bad the recruitment for the Guardian Angels are now. Which is all middle-aged white women now.
It was.
Are you okay? We came as soon as we heard.
It was nuts, dude. They came from both ends, and they were surrounding me like, do you want us to call the police? Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has got me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply. Are you okay? Did he hurt you? And I was like,
were these
no.
trans ladies?
No, it weren't trans. It was
why were they talking like that?
I felt like
do
it
you,
was,
are you hurt?
That's how old, that's what women in menopause talk.
Is that how that happens? Yeah.
They've got mustaches, but not like, they're not would making you, a statement. It just happened that way.
Would you like me to help you upstairs at all?
Would you? Did he stab you?
Did he stab you? Is there any more of that turkey sausage left?
We're down here to complain about things. You hate. We hate things. We usually scream at people.
Please, God, tell me that was a minority.
Dude, they all came up and they were like, do you need help? I was like, no, I'm not calling the cops. They're like, he's still there. I go, yeah, I'm fine. I just got to get my phone.
You're just looking at him still.
I'm looking at my phone.
No, no,
you're
I got
so
you.
Caught
but
up
he's
on the phone.
He's still on the platform and he's gone, gone.
I'm worried about, like, I got to go here. I can't call you guys to let you know what happened. I don't want to jump on the tracks and get. Here's the thing in my
get
head.
Get hit by a train.
Well, here's the thing. I'm like, I jump on the tracks. Now I get fucking smeared by a train.
Sure.
And this is the decisions you make in your life during the day. My decision to go to Fort's. 14th Street instead of going at West 4th changed everything. I almost got stabbed because of that stupid decision, right?
Yeah.
Now I make the decision to jump down on the tracks. I'm going to get fucking smeared by a train and that's just going to suck. So I'm like, I'm not going down on the tracks. That's just bad luck shit.
Yeah.
So I got to go. Now here's the problem. I got to go all the way up. I see a guy. He's like, yeah, I can't go on the tracks. I'm like, yeah, but you got a vest. He goes, these trains are automatic. I go, what? He goes, they're automatic. They don't stop. The trains don't stop. There's nobody in them.
Yeah,
there's nobody controlling them anymore. They're just automatic. AI is here.
No, but they'll stop sometimes in the middle of the tunnel for
they
a while.
They don't stop. They're automatic. They come in and they stop automatically. So if somebody's on the tracks, you're
you
dead.
Can't stop early, sure. Right.
There's no dude going, hey, man, there's somebody on the track.
Someone they can call and say.
That can't be right.
100% right. He goes, I can't jump on, dude. They're
I
automatic.
I think he was lying to not jump on for you.
Yeah. Maybe, but I don't think so. Look it up.
Somebody. He's right. Pointing fingers. Somebody Google.
Huh?
That's MTA, not correct.
It's so archaic, the MTA. I guarantee that
he's lying to me?
He's lying to you, yeah. I take it every day.
Do you know that for a fact, or are you just saying that?
I have a friend who works for the MTA.
Can you call them right now or text them?
Call and yes.
Okay, thank ask. You. I want to know, because I'm going to press charges, not against the guy who stabbed me, against the guy who lied to me about not getting my phone.
I think there's a driver and a conductor, yeah. A driver in every train.
This is what he said to me. He goes, they're automatic. You can't just jump down there, dude. You got to go up top, talk to the person. So
you
I
got
did,
victimized twice today.
Mm-hmm.
And
did.
Worse,
was
maybe
worse.
By that guy.
Yeah.
We might not know that. We,
the
we,
lie.
We might not. What does it say? Most trains on the New York subway are manually operated systems. Okay, most. Okay, so
automatic block signaling.
Automatic block signaling with fixed wayside signals and automatic train stops. Many of them of the signaling systems were installed between the 30s and
60s. Yeah, that doesn't seem like.
No, there's AI wasn't there in 1930s.
Well, he's going to find out.
That.
We're going to call someone
that,
who works
Bobby,
for the MTA.
We're gonna that was out. Condescending
was.
On a very rough day you've had. I didn't like that.
You didn't
well,
deserve
I'll tell
that.
You why that. Because,
you didn't deserve that. I'm saying he's lying.
Jacob,
the guy was lying.
Jacob doesn't like weak Bobby. Jacob likes tough guy Bobby.
He does.
And I walked
feel like
in.
You were kind of tough
you
guy
handled
Bobby.
It like a man.
He didn't look at me in the eye when I walked in.
But you didn't win.
Here's the thing. I didn't win.
But he didn't lose.
You didn't lose.
I almost did.
But you didn't.
Almost lost two things. My phone, wallet, three things, and my life.
Snacks.
And your snacks.
Four things. God damn it. So I'm sitting there about my phone. So now that I got to go upstairs, all the way up, across the street, down, talk to the lady who, I got to say, the lady in the booth was awesome. Awesome. And she let me use her phone. She's like, I'm not supposed to do this, but here. So I got to call Dawn to make sure. This is how much I love you guys. This just happened. Dawn, I just was attacked with a knife. I'm fine. Call Christine. Let her know I'm going to be a little late.
That's good.
That's really my good. First thing. I'm fine. Tell them I'm going to be a little late. Right? Did
right.
she call you, Christine?
Mm-hmm. She did.
Thank you. And then I went back over there. I went back over to the train place because they were like, it's going to take an hour. I got to get my phone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got to get it. So I got to go back over. She goes, it's going to usually takes an hour. I'm calling them right now. Go back over. They'll meet you there. Okay? So now I go over there. to the train place, right? And I'm just look. I there's a guy there. I go. I can't see the phone. I know it's over there, but I can't see it. So I go, dude, can you call my phone? He calls it. You hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on the wrong side. I'm way over here. I thought the whole incident happened over here because my brain's all discombobulated, which is a word from my Spanish foster brother, Carmelo Sanchez. When I used to talk to him, he goes, Bobby, I'm discombobulated. And I was like, that's not a word. And he goes, it's a word. I go, it's not a word. Discombobulated is a word. Bobby, I'm discombobulated. And I looked it up. It was a word. He was right.
Is a word.
Yeah.
You learned English from a guy with that accent?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay.
And so now I go back over. We hear it. We find the phone in the vicinity. It's right fucking there.
Not on the tracks.
It's on the tracks.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's over by the third. The third rail.
The third rail, historically, as we've all learned from the movie Beach Street, will kill you with electricity.
Oh.
I don't know if it's actually true, but it happened to Ramo in Beach Street.
It will kill you.
It's the electrified rail.
It's the electrified rail. So I'm just staring at it now. I got to wait an hour for this guy, but my phone's right there. I'm like, this sucks.
You can see it. It's taunting you.
It is. It's right there. You want to do it. I understand, but you're like, getting back. First of all, you do not want to be the spectacle.
I don't want to be the guy that jumps down.
Jumping down is not the spectacle.
It's getting electrocuted.
The spectacle is trying to get back up.
I got a bad knee on my right knee. If I jump down and my knee snaps, now I got to crawl under the thing to protect myself.
Yeah.
And what if I'm only 5'8"? What if I can't jump back up and I got to, and I'm.
That's what I'm saying. The jump up is a lot. But I would, today really would have been one hell of a show if you did tell us at one point while you were trying to get, you had to lay down flat while the train passed over you.
Yeah, went straight over you, like something out of a movie.
Dude, that would have been so cool if you Die Hard this.
He's got the ladies in blouses making a human chain to get him back.
To pull you up.
Hold my brooch.
So
pull, gals. Pull on three.
So all of a sudden, I see Seton Smith.
Oh, yeah. Pure athleticism.
Dude, I see Seton, and I light up. I light up because he looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's bouncy.
He's going on tour with the Strokes, I think.
He's so fucking cool. I look at him. I go, dude. He goes, yo. I'm like, I just got attacked.
I'm not laughing at the situation, but like dichotomy of him being like, hey, bye, I haven't seen you in forever. Like, I'm not in a good place. I can't.
I know. And then you got to be also like, I guess tell me your story.
Right.
Well, I didn't care about the guy attacking me. I didn't care. I was like, I just got attacked by a guy with a knife. He's like, oh my God, what happened? Are you okay? I'm like, fuck all that. My phone is in the thing. He goes, what? And I go, can you come over and call it? And you know,
dude,
and
I'm
we walked over.
For you.
We walked over the thing. He calls it, and it's right there. I go, dude, it's right there. He goes, oh man, I got. I don't know. I can't.
You wanted him to get it, didn't you?
I really did.
He's not gonna. You want him to offer so bad. And he's just like,
and you know what?
Huh.
He did.
He did offer. Eventually.
He goes, how long is it? I go, dude, the train's not coming.
You didn't even look at a sign.
Ever.
You go,
probably.
I think they canceled. This route.
Yeah, forever. They shut it down.
After the incident.
I go,
you were wrong about it being closed already, so now you're just making up train schedules.
I don't think trains run on this track anymore today.
Oh, dude, New York canceled all trains forever.
So
the train's not coming.
So, I go, the train's not coming. So he goes, fuck it. And he jumps, dude. I don't even try to stop him. He jumps down, walks over, grabs my phone. Picks it up, hands it to me. But on the back of my phone is my magnetic wallet. So he's coming back like nervous. He's nervous. I go, hey, dude, real quick, my wallet.
Also the wallet.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, what? I go, dude, my wallet. He goes, where is it? I go, it's on the other side of the third rail. He goes, fuck me, man.
And he's
my plastic spooner. I can't have my yogurt.
Hey.
God.
When he stabbed my snacks, a cracker fell out. Can you?
So he goes over and he sees it. And he goes, it's right there. I go, yeah. Because I don't want to use a lot of words because he might, you know. So he goes to grab it and he doesn't get it because there's the third reel. And he pulls his hand away. And then as you look down, you can see a little light.
Shut now the light's gone.
So now
he
just goes, fuck it. Grabs the wallet. 1, 2, hops up. And fucking hands
me. Can you tell me the hop up? Describe the hop up for me.
Dude, it was like a bunny rabbit. Ding, ding, fing, right up.
Hand plant and push body up?
It was
just off 2 feet.
It was 2 feet up and then on the hands and up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It was beautiful. And he popped up, handed me the wallet, I mean, it was a little dirty. Could have wiped it off a little bit.
I mean, he's, you know.
Wow.
I mean, a little.
I mean, if you're going to do the job, do it right or don't do it, Seton.
I mean, come on.
Seton, appreciate you getting it, but if you're going to do the job, do it right.
B plus at best.
You will not be hired for this again, probably.
here's the worst part about it.
3 stars.
I go, dude, I owe you a fucking steak dinner, brother. I'm getting you a steak. He goes, great. Let's go, man.
And I was like, right now.
I was like, hang on 1 second. I got to go to work right now. He went, what?
Oh, he thought right then and there you guys were going to go have steak.
He was like, let's go.
I got nowhere to be. Let's hang out. Man.
So he's like, I was just wandering around train stations all day today.
Just looking for someone I know.
So I was like, not today, man, because I got to go do the bonfire, but I will. I hook you up. And he goes, all right, let me walk you to where you're going. I'm like, well, I'm just going to the F&M.
You're going to make Jacob get upset with you again. Now that you need to be walked by another man.
He needs an escort.
I didn't need the walk, but he was like, let me just make sure in case you
safely get there.
Mm-hmm. He's just like, dude, let me just go. Because he was like, dude, I wish I was here when it happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Look, here's the thing. I wish he wasn't there. It's like, I don't want anybody getting stabbed. And I don't want to fucking, because now I'm thinking about, I could have grabbed the knife. I could have grabbed his arm and stabbed him. My dream is to grab somebody who has a knife and stab their shoulder.
With their own hand,
with the knife. So they got to go,
that's very simple, according to Steven Seagal. I think you just grab their wrist and their middle and their elbow.
You're using
and
you just push momentum. It
back. Yeah, you use their momentum. It's honestly, the basic rules of Aikido.
Let me tell you something. If I didn't have my Louis Vuitton bag on, mm-hmm. my phone in my hand, and my snack bag in my hand, if I was just nothing, it would have been a little better for me. But I had so much shit in my hands. Mm-hmm. Here's my rule. Never fight anybody with your phone in
your
hand.
Or your purse.
Your purse? No, my purse was good because it was in the front, so it was actually covering my
vitals.
Oh,
it's protecting. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, my Louis Vuitton.
And inexplicably not delicious snacks.
I'm not even.
You did a Jason Bourne move. Like, you just grab a newspaper roll, roll it up, you do it.
That's what I thought.
You use what you had.
I thought he was going to go that way when he's like, he stabbed my snack bag, that he like twisted it and grabbed the knife from him because he got in on the turkey at the right place or something.
Exactly. It's crazy that he really did get my snack bag. He
sliced it.
He came very close to slicing me up. And I think he might have hit my jacket a little bit, but
that guy has stabbed somebody before, sure.
Oh, he 100%.
He said he had technique.
He stabbed somebody 100%.
What is the fact he's willing to swing that at all? Listen, catching the bag almost would be a reality check.
I have a knife, but let's say you're stabbing me. This is how long it would have taken. Let's just see if I could have done it. Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, come at me. Say some shit.
All right, you motherfucker. Okay. You're gay because of something. You think everything's closed.
Yeah, well, let's see about that.
You stupid asshole. Hang on. Stab.
My zipper.
Knife.
Hang on 1 second.
I got your turkey.
Hang on, my zipper's a little
forearms.
Stuck. Hang on.
Forearms. Inner thigh. Oh, that's a gusher. That's bleeding heavy.
Don't get it out.
Hang on.
That's bleeding big time.
Pass your hand sanitizer.
Okay.
It's in the other zipper.
Oh, God. All right.
It's in the other zipper.
You're on a knee. Multiple backstabs.
Hang on.
Back. Shoulder. Shoulder.
All right. Here we go.
Now just some stabs for the sake of shit. He's just, now he's marking you up on the face to let you know he's been there.
That's my pen.
You are sliced to shit.
That's my notebook.
You got your notebook. Oh, there's blood squirting everywhere.
Here we go. Get him with your drink.
There's blood squirting everywhere.
Hang on now. Hang on.
Oh, no.
That's the flat knife.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Okay. Here we go.
There you go.
All right. You want to fucking go?
Bobby, too late. This guy is Audi 5000.
You want to fucking go?
By the way, good knife.
Bobby, by the time you got that out, that dude was Audi 5000.
Yeah.
Audi 5K.
And my knife isn't even. His knife was a killer. His knife was a let's go. The blade was sharp as shit, long, and that was made for stabbing people.
I saw the video. My blade. Thank God those old ladies came down and beat it dance.
My blade was for making a spoon or a cane out of wood.
Also, I could use that to maybe butter a hero roll.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was actually for his snacks.
This infuriates me, but it goes with what I've said. That some people just need to be euthanized.
Hispanics?
Like this guy.
How do you know he's Hispanic?
If you put
said.
Him,
oh.
Remember my long-term impression?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but that yours is the wrong Hispanic. It was Lou's type of Hispanic.
Puerto Rican.
Sexy. Puerto Rican.
So that's more like
sexy.
This.
Sexy Puerto Rican.
So Puerto Rican's more
sexy
like...
sexy Spanish.
This is Puerto Rican. It's more like... little bananas and shit.
No, that's Mexican.
Oh.
Puerto Rican is, you want to fucking go, huh? Huh, you piece of shit? I'll fucking stab you.
You're gay because you don't like me.
Yeah, that guy's been a jerk off his whole life.
Yo, papi, you got Triscuits in your bag. I knew you were a fucking fag.
Well.
That's what he said to me. He kept calling me fag. which I didn't mind. Because
I don't understand why. Why is he so obsessed with you potentially being gay?
Because I had, I don't know.
The shoulder
is it because of his bet?
No, it's
purse.
Because when we were going to fight, we were originally going to fight. I actually said, let's do it. Yeah. I made the decision to fight.
Yeah, I'm going to fight someone today.
I said, okay, you're yelling and screaming at me. You're flipping out. And then I was like, go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. I just told him, I go, shut the fuck up. Because I had enough. I was like, enough of you screaming at me, screaming at you, acting like an asshole. And I was like, shut up, which I shouldn't have said. Mm-hmm. You don't say shit on the subway unless it's to protect your family or protect your friends. Mm-hmm. Just keep your mouth shut. It's not worth it. It is not worth getting stabbed over
this
fucking...
Well, not at your advanced age. Me,
I was
going to
ask when
the
last time you were in a fight. Like, if you would have fist fought this guy, say there's no knife. When's the last time you were in a fist fight?
The reason why I pulled the knife out...
Is because you were stronger.
Is because when he came at me... And he was like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And when he came at me, and I just pushed him back, and he went back, it was going to be a problem for him. Mm-hmm. And what I should have done is, you're ever going to hit somebody,
that's
just
the time
hit him.
To do it. Yeah.
Just hit him. I should have punched him in the face and knocked him out.
What was holding you back from hitting him? You just were like,
my bag. I didn't want to ruin my Louis Vuitton
bag.
And I had a bag of snacks, and I had my phone in my hand.
If I hit him, I break my hands. I can't eat my olives because my knuckles don't work now.
Yeah, I fucked up. Here's the problem is my brain. I was just stupid. I should have went the other way. I should have just let it go. You do not fuck with people in New York subways, especially on the lower fucking level. Mm-hmm. If you're in like where the cops are, but you don't say anything. You can't mess with crazy. You know what I mean? Now everybody's like, "You're gonna call the cops?" I'm like, "No, I don't know what he looks. I don't remember what he looks like."
Video on the track, though. You should definitely. Well, I mean, if he's going around stabbing people, Bobby.
Yeah,
but snitches get stitches.
Yeah. No, you're right. That is a thing. I should have said something.
That shouldn't be.
Well, Bobby, you didn't make a formal report, I fancy myself a little bit of an artist.
Yeah.
And I think I can help out here. If you give me a description of this guy, I'm pretty sure I can
thin,
get this.
Thin, very thin.
Okay, we're gonna
like skinny thin.
Not skinny thin, but thin. Okay. Yeah, little muscle on him. Tattoos. Okay. No sleeves.
Okay, no sleeves.
Very tight clothes.
Okay.
Very tight clothes.
Yeah, very tight clothes.
What kind of shoes? Open toed.
Didn't see the shoes. Boots. I would say boots.
Mm-hmm.
And
tattoos. You're saying right?
Yeah, tattoos. Skinny tattoos.
Shaved head. Goatee. Black goatee.
How many
eyebrows?
Two eyebrows. One eyebrow.
Two eyebrows.
Okay.
Well, somebody... I was trying to remember.
You're like, yeah, I got a picture.
I was trying to remember. I was just trying to remember. I know what you meant. Bald, no hair. Two eyebrows, separated.
Separate
goatee.
Eyebrows.
Goatee.
Separate eyebrows.
Okay.
And 5 teardrop tattoos.
In a row or sporadic?
You know what? Maybe I should have. Looking back now.
Is there that many?
I think he did
all
have,
on one side.
I think he did have a teardrop.
Two and three.
I think it was just one.
Isn't that a prison?
Yeah, it's actually
when you kill someone. I thought is when they give you a teardrop.
It's when you murdered somebody in prison. They give you a teardrop tattoo. Now that I think of it, maybe there's two things. Don't say anything to be on the subway, and if they have a teardrop tattoo, definitely don't say anything to them. Yeah, it was
unless
a little...
they look like a SoundCloud rapper, because then they got it ironically.
You said boots.
Boots. Had boots.
Kind of like out of the jeans or
no,
on top of the jeans?
Jeans on top.
So you can only see the point of the boot.
You could see the boot.
Yeah.
You could see the boot, but it was definitely like a boot.
Like a working boot or a cowboy boot?
It was a working boot. No cowboy boot. It was a working boot, tight jeans, tight shirt, sleeveless, logo on it, belt.
Sleeveless like he cut it off and made it himself or he bought a tank top?
Custom cut. And bald, maybe an earring and, you know.
Earring. Okay.
Yeah.
Hearing?
Any jewelry? Yeah. Cross necklace?
I didn't see any jewelry. I did see a shiny knife, though. That's he does pretty, own a shiny knife.
How big was this knife?
This knife was a 5-inch blade.
Fixed blade?
No, it was a flip. It was an automatic,
Assisted open
real fast. I mean, dude, he went like this. Okay. As soon as he knew that we were going to fight and he wasn't going to win this.
What a jag off.
He went, okay, all right. And he goes, now. I goes, what about now?
You're going to die. Motherfucker.
Now I'm going to fucking get you. Now. And I was like, dude, you're going to use a... I literally said, I go, you're going to use a knife? I almost used the word honor. I was like, you have no honor.
You're fist fighting a guy in a subway.
Where's
your honor?
This is inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
This is inconceivable. I was so...
If you had pearls, you would have clutched them.
I was bummed out because I thought...
Bobby, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You said earring, correct?
Earring? I think one earring on one ear. Yeah,
right ear, left ear.
Left ear, sir.
Is that the gay ear?
That's the gay
Maybe
ear.
That's why he was so mad at you.
Because he was, I was hot.
You were hot. Like sexy he had Bobby. His gay ear.
I don't know. He really hates gay people. This yes. guy, I mean, he hates gay people.
I mean, that was the jump immediately.
Yeah, once he found out that I might be gay because I'm scared of knives.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a gay thing, being that's scared of knives.
100%. That's how you know your kid's gay. Chase him with a knife if he runs away.
Yeah. I'm pulling mine out to see, like, how fast would I have You're, engaged?
All right, ready? Go.
Go, Jacob.
Oh, you're dead.
Stab,
this
stab, stab.
Way faster, uh-huh. dude.
And it's small.
Dude, this guy.
Yeah, but I go New York small.
This guy.
Just to, because I, but now this, I'm going to up guy my, did I this. Might Ready? Have to up my game.
This is how this guy got. He went like this. Ooh. Boom. It was
yeah,
out.
I don't have
like
that.
He went, okay, all right, you want this? Boom. Out. Like that. And then was coming at me. Slicing it.
You, when you were crying about your phone, you should have been like, Grindr's on there. That's I got a meetup in 5 minutes.
I knew you were gay.
That was one of the reasons why I needed to find that phone.
There are things in there. Well, that's the thing is that I would have been like, my phone's gone forever. I wouldn't have even thought about it.
I come home one night and the MTA actually sent the phone back to my house and my wife's just holding it.
Crying.
Really? Really?
You're such an ass.
You're right, Mary. That should be a little bit bigger.
Crazy.
It should be bigger. Bobby, yeah, I think this guy is going to be probably caught tonight if we get this at around 14th Street.
This is great. I can't wait. You got
put
this.
Put copies on it. Hang them on every telephone pole.
Here we go. Let me see.
You put your own reward on there, what you think. But I say this is pretty much it. Is that the guy who got you?
I can't. I didn't know
is
you.
Is that the guy?
I can't believe you had this in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you tell me that you could do this? You had this skill.
This it's is not like a, something I like to brag about.
We could do a new TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Jay draws your assailant.
Yeah.
we call it the drawer.
Bobby, is that the gentleman that attacked you?
This is the guy who attacked me at the 7 train today. Please, if you see this man, if you see this. If you see this man, I want you to please call the police.
Please call the police. 14th Street.
I'm gonna get this out.
It says wanted gay question mark. Maybe gay guy.
And I think he was with a friend. His friend had a guitar case full of guns.
Oh no. Oh, El God. Mariachi was with him?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I mean, dude. What a fucking day.
I took a little liberty with a mustache, I think, but I feel like this guy probably had a mustache.
Goatee and you went mustache, and that's okay.
Christine? I've seen him before.
Yeah.
This is the man. Yeah, that's actually him.
Yeah. He's still out there, still at large, everybody. If you see this man, tackle him. He's got a knife.
Dude, it was crazy. But I can't believe Seton is such a man.
And where did he come from? For him to show up and be like, yeah, I'll jump into the tracks for
goes,
you.
Oh, what a surprising chance you ran to the only parkourist you know.
He really is, man. He's bopped
I'm not exaggerating. Seton told me years ago at one point, you know, when he would be around the clubs all the time. He was like, yeah, I ran because I'm a little tired, man. He's like, I ran like 20 miles yesterday just like see if I could do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Are you training for a marathon? He's like, nah, I don't want to run a marathon. It's like boring, but like just did 20 miles to see if I could
see
do it.
See how
I'm
my
like,
lungs go.
Crazy
story.
And he's like real tall too, isn't he?
He's jiu-jitsu.
Oh, he's also doing jiu-jitsu also.
That's why he was like, I wish I was here. I get it.
Oh.
Yeah. I wish you were there too. I wouldn't have my snack bag shredded.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't have tainted turkey meat.
In the criminal justice system in New York City, the Special Victims Unit did not consider the attempted stabbing of one Robert Kelly especially heinous. As a result, the taping of the bonfire was cut short because a motherfucker was almost stabbed.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening. That was just a portion of our actual SiriusXM radio show.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
That's right. And go to BigJComedy.com and RobertKellyLive.com to check out our stand-up dates coming to a city near you. Crackle, crackle.
I stepped on you, crackle, crackle. I stink.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.